T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, flashback with me now to the 2016 campaign. Remember that, what was it, a 9/11 event or some big event in New York? And it was hot. It was summertime around Labor Day. And Hillary was having health issues and was near collapse. And so they slung her in the back of the so-called Scooby van that was her transport. And I think when they did, that they dropped her on her head because now she is saying, maybe we need a rematch with me and Donald Trump. I can beat him again. Hillary.
You moron.
Hillary, you have to beat somebody the first time before you can beat him again.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
I mean, you're 0-1. Hillary, jeez, yeah. Well, you know, there's been lots of discussion. She was going to be the white knight riding in on the charger at the end of the day. Biden has disgraced himself. He's made a total twit out of himself, not to mention the fact that he's been exposed as a crook, as a pay-for-play guy. So he's done. Elizabeth Warren, she's busy trying to lie her way to the nomination. We got her in another one. I mean, as if, she was a real Native American instead of a 1,024th Native American. She's been spreading this latest tale that she was fired from her teaching job as a young woman because she was pregnant. And if you were pregnant and a teacher, then you got fired. It's a total lie, and we know the real story from her own lips. Do these people not think that in 21st century America, when you do an interview that's recorded, that it's just going to disappear? Like 33,000 emails on Hillary's server, for instance. But, you know, stuff floats around on the internet forever. And apparently these people are too stupid to realize that once, you know, it's out there, it's pretty much out there forever. Here we go, getting underway. Hour number one, it's hump day already here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When do you work?
Monday through Friday.
5 days a week.
9 to 5.
Okay, second question.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Wednesday morning.
It doesn't feel like a Wednesday.
You know what you have to do.
I don't want to call Wednesday hump day.
Come on, you could do it.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Come on, it's showtime.
It is indeed showtime here on Hump Day. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. And the key word for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, writer, W-R-I-T-E-R, writer, like the Beatles, paperback writer. Just use the writer part. 72881 is the number that you text that keyword to. All right? So we got one more coming up in the next hour. We'll go 9 to 5 in this cycle of the $1,000 bankroll contest. During an interview aired on yesterday's broadcast of PBS NewsHour, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton remarked that maybe there should be a rematch between her and President Trump and, quote, obviously I can beat him again. Obviously, Hillary, you've yet to beat him the first time. You know, it truly is remarkable how obsessed he remains with me. Oh, yeah. I think that's the other way around. But this latest tweet is so typical of him. Nothing has been more examined and looked at than my emails. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Well, the ones we could see, the ones that weren't dumped, the computers that weren't beach blit, whatever they call that stuff that they wiped them out with, all the phones that were destroyed by the FBI, all the hard drives that were destroyed by the FBI. But, of course, they weren't covering for Hillary. And certainly they weren't destroying evidence. And certainly they weren't committing obstruction of justice. So, Hillary continued, he's either lying or delusional or both. Well, if anybody should recognize lies or delusion, that would be Felonious Von Pantsuit. There was no subpoena, as he says in a tweet this morning, so maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again. But just seriously, I don't understand. I don't think anybody understands what motivates him other than personal grievance, other than seeking adulation, said the ego queen of all time. So now this has prompted Chris Cillizza at CNN to write, Hillary Clinton is joking about running again in 2020, right? Hillary Clinton is not running for president for a third time in 2020, CNN writes. That sentence is, I believe, accurate. Well, if it is, that'd be the first thing said on CNN in decades that has been. And will remain accurate over the next 14 months. That said, and yes, there is a that said here, Clinton has said several things publicly of late that give me some pause. In response to a Trump tweet today urging Clinton to enter the race, the former Secretary of State responded, "Don't tempt me, do your job." Then in an interview with PBS's Judy Woodruff, Clinton said this in response to a question about Trump's urging her to run again. So maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, you can beat him again. Woodruff noted via Twitter that Clinton added that she was joking. Ha ha! That's a joke! What, kind of like Adam Schiff and his parody? You know? Yeah. It's a joke! As Dr. Frankenstein said, don't people know a joke when you hear one? Ha ha ha! Yeah. These comments, Cillizza writes, come just a few weeks after Clinton drew tons of media attention by referring to Trump as a corrupt human tornado. In the same interview, she said of the 16 and 2020 campaigns, I believe that, look, there were many funny things that happened in my election. Yeah, I'll say, Hillary, like you and the DNC going up and rounding up some corrupt former Brit spy, no James Bond he, to dig up Trump on dig up dirt on Donald Trump, and when he couldn't find any, make it up. And then your buddies at the FBI turn around, Rod Rosenstein and his crew, they turn around, Comey and the rest, and use this bogus stuff to go to the FISA court and lie to them and say, look, we got evidence. So if anybody knows about funny things happening in the election, yeah, I'll say. Sure, there was collusion with Russia between the DNC and Hillary and the FBI and the DOJ and the NSA and all the other alphabet agencies ad nauseum. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back, is it just me or is this guy who is the NBA commissioner? Have you seen this guy? He looks like Nosferatu. You know, the original Dracula movie, you know, Nosferatu? Honest to Pete, he looks like son of Nosferatu. He's up to his neck in China right now. We'll talk about that when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hillary rematch. Hillary, before you request a rematch, you ought to go back and look at Happy Gilmore and watch the fist fight between Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore. You know, you would think, Hillary, you've had enough, all right? So this NBA commissioner, what's his name, Silver? I think that's his name. I don't follow the NBA. I'm barely aware of the NBA's existence, okay? As I said, he bears a striking resemblance to Nosferatu. I want to see this guy's dental records, all right? Because if he's got elongated incisors, then, you know, suspicion's confirmed. Anyway, the guy must be blindingly smart, though, because he is seriously, to call this guy homely, you know, all that's missing is the cape, okay? Poor baby. Is that body shaming?
No.
Body pay? It's not? Okay, good. That's good. This from Zero Edge today. Get this. A Philadelphia 76ers fan says he was tossed out of a preseason game after showing their support for pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Sam Walks and his wife, W-A-C-H-S, all right, is how he spells his last name. Sam Walks and his wife brought signs which read Free Hong Kong and Free HK to Tuesday night's game between the Sixers and the Guangzhou Lung Lions of the Chinese Basketball Association. Did you even know, Moneypenny? No, me either. Chinese basketball. Apparently, they love hoops over there. According to Walks, who lived in Hong Kong for 2 years, he supports the anti-government movement. Now, bear in mind, Hong Kong, for the longest time, a British protectorate until, what, 99, I think? They were, you know, pretty much a capitalist democracy. Until, of course, you know, Hong Kong was turned back over to Red China, and now the commies are in charge, and they hate capitalism, unless, of course, they're controlling the semi-capitalism, what little of it they have, in mainland China. Mr. Wok said, we were just sitting in our seats near the Chinese bench. As they were sitting, Wok said security confiscated their signs. He then said they were kicked out of the game during the second quarter by security after they yelled, Free Hong Kong. We were saying Free Hong Kong, he told NBC 10. That would be, KYW-TV in Philly. What's wrong with that? He asked. The alleged incident, the latest in a string of knee-bending to communist China, after the NBA lost nearly all of its Chinese sponsors, gulp, after a now-deleted pro-Hong Kong tweet by the Houston Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey, triggered Beijing. Bunch of commie snowflakes that they are. The National Basketball Association lost almost all of its major Chinese sponsors in the country, the league's biggest market outside the U.S., as the government flexes its economic muscle after a tweet backing Hong Kong's protesters triggered a backlash. See, the protesters are pro-democracy, all right? A local joint venture of Nissan Motor Company, the latest to distance itself from the U.S. league, joining China's largest sportswear maker, the second biggest dairy firm, and a smartphone brand, who all said they were pulling out. State Television, CCTV, and tech giant Tencent Holdings Limited said yesterday they won't show NBA preseason games. No big loss. It's preseason, right? In the latest China controversy involving the basketball organization, Beijing is resorting to a time-tested strategy of targeting businesses it deems to challenge its political interest, especially those questioning its sovereignty over certain territories. The furor, triggered by last week's tweet by an official with the Houston Rockets, has imperiled the NBA in a multi-billion dollar market. All that from Bloomberg, okay? Beijing takes a zero-tolerance attitude to any perceived foreign interference in its internal affairs, said Hugo Brennan, principal Asia analyst at global risk consultancy Verisk Maplecroft. This explains why it's adopting such a hardline stance. Perhaps that explains why Rocket star James Harden profusely apologized in an awkward on-camera moment, proclaiming, "We love China," while standing next to an all-star teammate, Russell Westbrook. "For both of us individually, what? For both of us individually, we go there once or twice a year." Well, you know, you go to China and just, you know, half an hour later, you want to go back. Did I say that? I did, didn't I? They show us the most important love. The pro-Hong Kong controversy comes as the NBA embarks on what was supposed to be a key week for the organization in China, with exhibition matches scheduled for the Brooklyn Nets and the LA Lakers near the border with Hong Kong. At this point, the game may be off due to the controversy, despite both teams already being in Shanghai. A Wednesday evening fan night featuring NBA players and Chinese pop stars was canceled after local celebrities decided to pull out of the event. Workers were seen stripping a giant NBA banner in a mall in downtown Shanghai, while state-run CCTV said the league should apologize to Chinese fans and withdraw its comments. Some users demanded refunds from Tencent for their NBA subscriptions after the blackout. The backlash has intensified after NBA Commissioner Adam Silver defended Maury's right to free speech. Good for him! Silver refused to apologize and said the NBA doesn't dictate what people can or can't say, sparking further anger in a nation that restricts free speech. Well, no, they have free speech in China. They just have consequences for it, like being sent to the gulag or stood up against a wall. China's Communist Party-backed Global Times fired back in a tweet saying, "Free speech is never free." What? After Mr. Silver's comments, China's state TV network said in a WeChat post that he should sincerely apologize for the Chinese fans for false comments that offended China. Meanwhile, The Onion, they couldn't resist chiming in on this. You know, The Onion is the satirical website. The Onion reports Chinese officials respond to NBA controversy by moving millions of citizens to NHL re-fanification camps. In other words, they moved them from the NBA to the National Hockey League.
I don't think so, stupid.
No, I don't think so either. That part's a joke. So there you go, China. You know, stick that in your hash pipe and smoke it. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm on a roll. And this is only the first half hour here on Hump Day.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you on. Kind of cloudy and gloomy starting out today, but plenty of sunshine now and warming up a little bit. Certainly a big improvement over, what was it last week, 187 degrees or whatever. To the phones we go here on the Bobby Mac Show for Hump Day. Let's begin with Dan, who is in Greer. Hi, Dan, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby. Good afternoon. Thanks for giving the people a voice. I just want to make a comment about the NBA.
Sure.
I'm not sure about the date. It might have been 2012. The NBA lost $700 million as a corporation that year. I'm not exactly sure on the date, but they've been losing fans in America for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I would tell them to fight back, stand up, and try to win some fans back in the United States, fans
uh-huh.
that have abandoned the NBA. That would be my strategy, because the hugging of China, or however you want to look at that, is never going to win here. It's dumb. And I just feel like they could try to win some of us back by being a little more patriotic and by standing up to the Chinese. I would like to see that. And again, I don't think they're going to do that. But, you know, they've lost a lot of fans in the United States, and I think they're going to keep losing them.
Yeah, sadly. I think they have, you know, the days of the Larry Birds, the Magic Johnsons, those days, sadly, are gone forever. And now
are
I think
gone, exactly.
A lot of people have a tendency, rightly or wrongly, I believe, to look at the NBA as a bunch of thugs. You know, a bunch of guys all tattooed to the nines, and that's fine. You know, you want to get some ink? Great, go for it. It's okay with me. But these guys all do like appear as if, you know, they just escaped from a rap music session or something. Now they have great athletes, but I'm sure you understand as well, Dan. I mean, the NFL is moving in this direction too. They all want those international sports dollars. Look at the way the NFL is forcing teams to go over and play in London, for heaven's sake.
And with that, I want to just say one more quick thing. Then they should basically adopt the South Park creator's apology, which was, we love money and power more than freedom and democracy.
Yes.
So that's right. All I'd like to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dan. Well said. Yeah, that would be a great motto, you know. Well, look, it's not as if they don't have anything at stake. You know, China's economy may be slumping right now, but they still have plenty of dough. All these advertisers moving away from him, certainly going to get Mr. Silver's attention. And as I said, the NBA commissioner. And as I said, I admire the guy for standing up and saying, look, you know, this guy has a right to his opinion. May not have been expressed in the most timely fashion while all these guys are over there in China. But on the other hand, I'm sure that's why he did it, because the Hong Kong protests are attracting worldwide attention. Gerald is along next. He is in Cal Penn's. Hi, Gerald, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Hey, Bobby, those NBA players might want to count their lucky stars. I'm surprised they didn't end up in a Chinese prison eating rats and rice.
Yeah, right. And that's on the weekends when the food is good.
Absolutely, sir.
All right,
take care of yourself, brother.
You too, Gerald. I appreciate it. Well, look, you know, and it's not as if they don't have anything riding on this. You know, the guy that's the head of the CBA. I think that Yao Ming is the head of the Chinese Basketball Association. It's a guy that played for the Houston Rockets. All those shoes? Where do they come from? And I'm sure, you know, some of them come from South Vietnam. Some of them may come from other Southeast Asian countries, the Philippines, Indonesia, what have you. But you know, you look on just about any tennis shoe, and I don't care what brand it is, Nike or whatever. Doesn't it have on there somewhere stamped made in China? John is along next. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, John, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack. This has just been bothering me to no end.
Yeah.
And I swear it is a perfect episode for South Park. I would like to have been at the board meeting when one of the directors on this board of directors
right.
proposed that they hire a dishonorably discharged cocaine addict from the United States to be on their board of directors were his father not the vice president.
And that would be, let me guess here, John, you would be referring to the son of the distinguished former vice president, Hunter Biden, would you not?
Absolutely. I mean, can you imagine a more funny episode of South Park than the board of directors of Burisma sitting around saying, well, yeah, let's get us a dishonorably discharged military veteran on our right. board of directors.
Yeah, let's get a guy.
Part of our fiduciary responsibility.
Exactly. Let's get a guy who had a month-long career in the Navy until his drug test came up and he tested positive for cocaine, and they said, well, you're out of here, pal. You know, I mean, it's absurd on its face. By the way, that's not bad, John, because that gives us two South Park mentions in three calls, which is a new personal best. But you're right. I mean,
it's been bothering me for a couple of weeks. Well, I hate to call, but
no wonder. I mean, no wonder, John. I mean, you can just envision this board of directors of this Ukraine gas company, energy company, sitting around saying, you know, we've got this money we need to invest probably in the U.S. market. Let's see, who should we take it to? Should we take it to Goldman Sachs? Should we take it to Wells Fargo? No, wait a minute. I know. Let's have Hunter Biden invested for us.
Oh, hell no. Oh.
Yeah. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, sir.
Great show.
Appreciate the call. Sorry for the profanity, but it just seemed fitting. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back here on Hump Day. Nice looking hump day afternoon. Great to have you along. 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let me see if I can make a valiant effort to catch up with a text line here in arrears a bit. Bobby, you're talking about tennis shoes. New Balance, made in the USA. Only tennis shoe I wear from Clint. Yep. New Balance tennis shoes are great. I have a couple of pairs of them, and my baby doll Brenda does too. Bobby, the mainstream media is a lot like somebody jumping off a high dive, then looking down only to see there is no water in the pool. Uh-oh. Bobby, you may not have to worry about the NBA doing business in China. It's rumored that Trump is considered placing restrictions on U.S. businesses in China. If the Chi-Coms don't agree to make a trade deal, maybe Trump will order Starbucks to shut down their operations in China. That'll punish that liberal Howard Schultz. Bobby, I stopped watching the NBA when Michael Jordan retired. Which time? From Brian in Duncan. I'm sure he means from the Bulls. Bobby, I just tweeted President Trump and asked him to issue an executive order declaring a national slap a Democrat liberal day. There you go.
Don't! Yeah.
Bobby, better hope your vehicle doesn't break down, because with a GM strike, you might not get it back for days. Bobby, if they like China that much, then why don't they go ahead and move there? Yeah, they could play in the CBA. They could play in the Chinese Basketball Association. I'm sure the pay is about the same, don't you think? Bob Pocahontas is Hillary 2020. The two of them seem to be in a liar versus a liar competition. Bobby, if you text Joe to 30330, you'll get a message back from Biden's campaign asking for your full name. After you enter it, you'll get a message asking for a donation. I've been entering the name as Donald Trump. Just did it like 20 times.
That's so much malarkey.
Let's get everybody to do this and tie up his text line. That's the one he couldn't remember, right? Thought it was like a web address. Yeah, what's that? Yeah, no idea what he's talking about. Bobby, that NBA commissioner looks like Dr. Evil and Pee Wee Herman had a child together. It's bad. At least Silver did stand up to him, though. Now, give him that. Bobby, since the Democrats can't seem to bring themselves to take a vote on impeachment, maybe they can win 2020 without taking a vote. Yeah, right. Bobby, I hope crooked Hillary Rodham Kankles pantsuit Clinton throws her pointed black witch hat into the ring. She'll make a great president, said no one. Ever. Bobby, maybe since we are not going to have a Republican primary, we can write her in the Democrat primary. There you go. Bobby, why is everyone surprised Elizabeth Warren lied yet again? I mean, she is Princess Liar Watha. Liar is part of her name. Hillary, you better stay put. Make sure you have a travel bag packed. Yeah, getaway bag. And your travel credentials up to date. You never know, sweetie. Bobby, these liberal Democrats do all of these crazy, outrageous things because they have no fear of being called out by the media. And they have no fear of ever having to do any jail time. Sad but true. And I think I'm just about caught up. Let me quickly get back to the phones here while this hour slips on past. Ray is next up. He is in Clinton. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Yeah, hope you're having a good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
My comment just on, I hope we're not missing the obvious. If Hillary runs for president, then she can use the Biden amendment. I'm running for president, and she can't be hooked it with a, you know, or prosecute on anything.
Wait a second. What do you mean the Biden amendment?
Yeah, I'm running for president, so you can't do a thing to me.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that
tactic. No matter what you do, you rob a bank, you just walk into the bank and say, you can't do a thing to me, you know, because I'm running for president.
Well,
so give me all the money.
Yeah, she certainly, she already did that. And skated with it last time around. Yeah, thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. When we come back on the other side, I want to get into this as well, because somebody said to me today, that, you know, this whole impeachment stuff is so threadbare. It's based essentially on nothing. We know that it was Biden who really did all the stuff that the Democrats now want to impeach Donald Trump, accusing him of having done, which he did not do. But it makes you think, you know, when you look at the way this stuff is spun by the media, these Democrats must be terrified of what they anticipate coming down the road from Attorney General Bill Barr and Mr. Durham, especially since we've now learned that Durham has expanded his probe into further back on the timeline into the Obama era. Now we've got some of these guys, as Limbaugh played an audio that he shared on the show yesterday, saying, well, yeah, you know, we just did what the president told me. The president, of course, at the time being the saintly Barack Hussein Obama. Mm-mm-mm. So some of these guys are starting to run for cover a little bit. We had that book from Susan Rice that we talked about yesterday, quoting her mom as saying, look, Hillary is setting you up to be the fall guy on this, little girl. Better pay attention here. They're going to make you be the one who walks the plank going on all these Sunday morning talk shows trying to explain away Benghazi as being caused by a video. There was a time when Susan Rice would not have even hinted at stuff like that. Jason Chaffetz has commented on this as well. And I think there's something to the Democrats' panic level in anticipation of what's coming. That and more is on the way. It's the Hump Day edition, the Bobby Mack Show, here on WORD. And stand by, the final keyword for today is coming up also in minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.